High-level Arizona politicos and security officials are huddled in downtown Phoenix this morning for a hearing on what are certain to be key issues in the upcoming midterm elections: the opioid crisis and border security. Governor Doug Ducey is there, and so are Representatives Kyrsten Sinema and Martha McSally. Both are running to replace Jeff Flake in the Senate. KJZZ's Matthew Casey is also there, and he joins us now. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Lauren.
So this is a Homeland Security Subcommittee meeting, and I understand it's been going on for about an hour now, and law enforcement is testifying. Catch us up on what's happened so far.
So this is an official congressional subcommittee hearing. So it's not just Representatives McSally and Sinema who are here. We also have Debbie Lesko, David Schweikert, Ruben Gallego, and Raul Grijalva. Mm-hmm. They basically each made an opening statement. Well, everybody who wanted to made an opening statement, and then Governor Ducey testified, and he took questions. And right now they're speaking with representatives from the FBI, DEA, ICE, and CBP.
All right. So tell us more about the link that's been made between opioids and border security.
Well, all these folks that are here, that are taking part in the meeting, these lawmakers, they're Republicans and Democrats, obviously, and they keep stressing that this is a bipartisan issue. Opioids are a bipartisan issue. But the thing that kind of creeps in that is somewhat partisan is, of course, border security. Mm-hmm. So they all, like I said, they all keep stressing that, you know, they're working together, but the differences do come up in border security. For instance, Raul Grijalva warned against politicization of border security, so to speak, and really focused in on the lack of staffing at ports of entry and what goes on there. On the other hand, Governor Ducey, when he testified, you know, the first thing he talked about were border security and you know, the work that they did through the Border Strike Force and a relationship that he had started to build with the Department of Homeland Security back in 2015 when Arizona hosted the Super Bowl.
Hmm. I understand that Martha McSally and Governor Ducey talked to the press during the recess. What did they have to say?
Well, McSally was asked, you know, if she supports separating children at the border, of course, a hot political issue when it comes to immigration. Mm-hmm. And she says that she'll be talking about that more with Secretary of Homeland Security Kyrsten Nielsen when the two of them visit Nogales tomorrow. McSally also denied pivoting to the right on border security and says what she's doing is leading in both that area and immigration. Ducey was asked about medical marijuana to possibly replace opioids for pain relief. Mm. And his response was, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is welcome to research any drug it would like. But he was kind of reluctant to address medical marijuana head on, saying, you know, that it was passed at the ballot box and not through the FDA.
All right. That's KJZZ's Matthew Casey in downtown Phoenix at a Homeland Security Subcommittee meeting. Matt, thanks so much.
You bet, Lauren. Thank you.